Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Vantine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Tina Irwin. I just want to remind everyone that we all have a karmic path, whether we're aware of it or not. We don't live in a bubble, and every person's actions and reactions echo out. And our passion is to offer you a different view this week of what it means to be spiritual and what it means when you think somebody else is spiritual. I can't say that word, or maybe not so spiritual. And it might just change your perception of the karmic path of yourself and others. So, Laura, this week, everybody was really upset about this Poway shooting.
This week was a really rough week in my community. There was a shooting at a Jewish synagogue where somebody was very, very spiritual and wonderful human being who was always doing community outreach was murdered. And I just want to say thank you to everybody because I got a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, I heard about the shooting in your town. Are you okay? How is everything? And so I want to thank everybody for well wishes and concerns. And next week, we actually have on the docket a show that's kind of related to that. And it's not to capitalize on this, but these shootings seem to be so commonplace. And next week, we're going to be talking about what happens. Why does a soul become dark? What causes somebody to disconnect from humanity? And in the case of the shooting in my hometown in Poway, this kid who did this shooting was a normal kid. He went to nursing school. He was, you know,
trying to help humanity, but something snapped
in him. And I'm reading the reports, and within 18 months, he became radicalized. How does that happen? So next week's show, we're going to be focusing in on that, not from my hometown's perspective, but from the perspective of all of these shootings, because the very next day or a few days later, there was another shooting at
UNC in Charlotte, University of North Carolina in Charlotte.
And I think that it becomes a humanity issue. It's not about race. It's not about religion. It's not about gender. It's not about socioeconomic. It's a human condition.
So make sure you're stay tuned for next week.
Join us next week for that. So this week's show is a fun show because Tina and I get a lot of questions all the time. And we've kind of compiled a list of questions for this week. Are you spiritual if?
And what prompted this was a question we got from a listener who was very worried about her husband. And she said that her husband was sort of an atheist and he didn't believe in the whole spiritual thing. He didn't really know if he believed in God.
And so
she was worried about him.
Yeah, she's worried about his soul, which makes sense, right? She loves him. So the big question we have is your husband a kind person? Does he do good deeds? Is he good to you? You know, is he, you know, a pillar in the community? Does he help others?
Well, it had to be a reason she married him.
Right.
I mean, and she still loves him. So the question is, well, can you be spiritual if you don't believe in God? Can you be spiritual if you claim to be an atheist? What a surprise they're going to have when they die. But that's another.
Actually,
that's
I have an atheist ghost story.
Okay.
So this is a true atheist ghost story. So, a couple of years ago, one of my daughters was like, Mom, which whenever mom was in two syllables, that meant there was some kind of like weird paranormal thing going on in my house. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, there's these two guys in our bathroom. They're ghosts, by the way. there's these two guys in our bathroom, and I asked them, why don't they cross over? And they don't want to cross over. And their response was, well, there's no God. Why? What is there?
We're atheists.
There's no God. And they were dressed up in, she said they had overalls on and like plaid shirts and stuff. And so anyways, we crossed them over, and it was funny because they were like from the South and had the Southern drawl. Like, you know, I'm going to slaughter this coming from you, but it's like doggone or something like that. As they watched this bright light and they're crossed over, but they really they didn't know what they didn't know. And it's not a judgment thing. So we crossed them over, but they just figured once you left the body, you just sort of hang out in this other lower astral place. And they were buddies, and I think they must have died together.
So the question was, well, did this make these guys any less spiritual? And I think the question that, you know, going back to this woman's concern for her husband, she was really, I actually had someone with the same question say, should I divorce my husband? Because he doesn't have the same belief system I do. And I said, why would you do that? Because you're judging whether his belief system's right or wrong. And that's not up to us to judge. Right. If you married that person because they have good qualities, and those qualities are ones that attracted you to him, then his brand of spirituality, because I'm, you know, the vocabulary here can be kind of fluid.
Right.
His brand of spirituality is what works for him. And you never know what happened to someone to change their perception.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we went back to, well, what makes him special? And well, he's wonderful and he's kind and he's loving and he's caring. He's the sweetest, kindest man I've ever met. And that's why I love him, but he doesn't believe in God and he doesn't share my belief. But the core belief of goodness, this couple absolutely shared. So I would have to say, yes, he's very spiritual.
Right. And he's very spiritual, but we all have a belief system. And I see a lot of times on, you know, people chime in or on social media postings and stuff where they think that maybe I should divorce my spouse because they don't believe, or I've changed. And therefore, since I'm quote unquote more awakened, that maybe I should leave my spouse because I'm more awakened. Is that really being awakened?
Well, you know, what makes you think he's asleep?
Exactly.
You know, why would you think that this guy is asleep and you're awake because you are above him? No one person is above another. We're at different frequencies, which is one of the things we discuss in the Soul Evolution book. And I hear a lot of people, you see this with couples where one of them goes to church religiously and the other person doesn't go to church. They don't feel that the true spiritual nature of his or her soul can be found inside a building of wood and stone.
I have a client that I helped. Her husband died and she went to church every single week and she was part of every committee, but her husband never participated in church and he died. And when he died, she was so worried about his soul. And I worked with her one-on-one to cross him over. And this is when we cross a lot of people over. And this,
really? Yeah, you think?
A little bit. But, you know, and every now and then there's a story that really stands out. And as I'm working with her to help her husband cross over, I find with him, I swear, hundreds and hundreds of other souls that he was collecting to help cross over. They were stuck between dimensions.
Wow.
So his level of spirituality wasn't identified with a certain church. Not that there's anything wrong with that. He had something different. When he died, he became somehow, and I wish I had the answer of how, a guardian to all of these souls who were lost in this fourth dimension. And we were able to cross all of them over. So,
well, what if the process is that he was such a bright, his soul was such a good soul.
A bright light.
He was a bright light.
That he attracted a lot. That's a good point.
Which had absolutely nothing to do with walking into a building of wood and stone. Nothing.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that because I always wonder why they, you know.
He was such a bright light.
He was collecting them and he was waiting so they could all be escorted over. So, you know, his grieving widow I mean, this was a real, it's going to be tough to lose any spouse. She was just stunned at what he did. So maybe his purpose in life was actually in death. Maybe his purpose in death was to help those souls that were stuck.
I have seen that with, I've seen that with adults and children. Some children are such bright lights. They help other children, mm-hmm. even in death. There's a leadership element to them. And sometimes when you're asking, you know, are you spiritual if, maybe there's a little segue to, there's something called spiritual leadership. And I frankly see a lot of this in the military that,
yeah,
you know, are you spiritual if?
Well, let's bring up the military. I mean, military, a lot of people think about war, et cetera, and this and that. But military is like a psychic ability, which we talked about before, about how it keeps us safe. And we're going to, let's talk about the military after we come back from break. Right now, you are listening to the Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And please check out also theoillounge.com. We're going to be talking about essential oils and frequency and stuff towards the end of this show. And so please check them out. Sign up for their newsletter if you'd like. They send something out about once a month and it's full of a ton of free and helpful information. So you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back in just a little bit.
Music to soothe and heal. Get to know Dudley and Dean Evanson, two of the most popular musicians you've probably never heard of. Through their label, Soundings of the Planet, the Evansons have produced over 80 music albums and videos, and recently have published their first book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, How to Meditate with Music. Visit soundings.com to explore their music, videos, and blog. Listeners have written incredible testimonies about the relaxing and healing effects of their music. Find out more by visiting soundings.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura here, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about, are you spiritual if? And before the break, we started touching in on the military because the military is about war and fighting and this and that. So, Commander Irwin, I'm just going to just defer to you and just sit back and drink from my really cool Karmic Path cup.
Obviously,
and sit back and enjoy the show.
I'm a big fan of the military. I spent 20 years in the military, and I met a lot of patriots, a lot of people who will willingly die for their countrymen, countrymen who might hate them, who might spit on them, who might think the worst of them. But let me tell you, if your car breaks down on the road and a military person stops to help you, they don't care who you are. They don't care what your race, your creed, your religion, they're going to stop and help you. And when you sign up to join the military, you are signing up to help every single American, regardless of...
or wherever your country is.
That's true. Not, I just, you know, I spent a lot of time in the military and not
you're,
all
you're
military.
You're in the U.S. military. I get it.
I guess my focus right now is the U.S. military. I know the Brits and the French and the Italians and the Australians, and there are a lot of militaries in the world for whom their job is protection of their countrymen in an altruistic and dynamic way. That's not true for every country. So no. Just setting that aside. When a person joins the military, they really want to defend their country. They want to keep us safe. That's a pretty spiritual goal. They also swear that they will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so in that case, I am talking about just this country. And I took that oath. And that oath doesn't leave you when you retire or you leave the military. And that protection of the Constitution is huge. And it's in its own way a spiritual mission. And when you look at a military person, you think, well, you know, they use weapons. Well, let me tell you, I've spoken to many a submarine CO who said, you know, we go on patrol and we are carrying the most lethal package you can possibly go to sea with. It's on a submarine or an aircraft carrier. And every time we pull into port and our patrol is over, we had a successful mission if we never fired a weapon in anger. And so their mission is defense because they're there. They're vigil. They're keeping the nation safe.
Well, and if there and were no defense, some other person or country or community would be overtaken. And I'm going to back it up again to that Poway incident where this kid started shooting up the synagogue. There was one Border Patrol agent there who had a gun, and he fired a shot, and it's probably stopped a bigger massacre because he was able to defend.
He was able to defend. And I heard from Senator Brian Jones. I went to a town hall meeting recently. He said, he got this information from the Prager Institute or the Prager University. Prager, I think is the term. 3,000 Americans a week defend themselves against violent felons. So that's potentially 3,000 people a week who do not die.
And
because they were able to defend themselves. So the question is, are you spiritual if you own a weapon?
Yeah.
And I would have to say yes.
And not, it'd be a great world if we had no guns.
I would love a world where no one had a gun and we never had to defend ourselves from someone who is violent. But the truth is that we do.
Unfortunately.
And if you are trying to protect yourself and those you love, that doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, it doesn't make you a bad person if you lock your doors at night. It doesn't make you a non-spiritual person if you're careful who you trust. Spirituality has to do with common sense.
Right. And we talked before about our biggest asset is our intuition. And that is an aspect of our spirituality.
And I have to say, if you look at the number of people, World Wars I, but particularly World War II was global. And I know every time there's a shooting and someone dies and everybody's really upset about it. But when you think about the militaries of the world have reduced what happened in World War II, I don't know if everyone knows this, 70 million people died in World War II.
That we've counted.
That have been counted. 70 well, million.
Here's another thought. Hitler was voted in with one vote.
One vote.
One vote.
The German people didn't all want Hitler. And, you know, I don't want to get too sidetracked off this.
World
but this
War
is a
II
really,
was a spiritual warfare.
It was spiritual warfare. And there was a great master who was once asked about World War II. And he said, well, you have to realize it was a spiritual war. And that World War II, yes, was won with guns and ammunition. But there were people all over the world who prayed every single day.
Right.
And there was once a chaplain, a military chaplain. His particular faith is irrelevant. And he was praying for the Allies to win and that the bad guys would be defeated. And someone questioned his structure of we're gonna beat those people and kill those people. And they said, but doesn't God love everybody? How can you make that prayer? Isn't that not a correct prayer? And this minister had to step back and say, you are correct. That was not correct prayer. And he had to change his entire mindset that he was praying for peace around the world.
Well, let's talk about prayer for a moment because, you know, are you spiritual if you pray or if you don't pray? You know, we've talked about the New Age community and such and those scripts. And a lot of times, you know, we feel like that's not really us what I want either. But let's talk about prayer for a minute. And let's talk about a karmically correct prayer and what that looks like.
All right. Christ was once asked, and whether you believe in Christ or not, if you don't care about him or believe in him, that's okay too. I'm just saying there was a conversation that took place between Christ and his siblings. He had a lot of brothers and sisters. And they asked him what was the best prayer. And he said, it's the prayer that comes from your heart. I thought that was a fabulous answer.
Right, it is.
It's not the prayer you find in a book, although there's some great prayer books out there. I'm not
saying
there are.
And if people need an aid, I think that's a great aid.
But if you are praying with the depth of your being for another person,
right,
that's a spiritual moment.
And for the greatest, best possible outcome. We don't know if we're praying for somebody, you know, let's say my uncle has cancer and we are praying that he gets better. And, you know, we want, you know, of course we don't want him to go. But what if we're to pray for the best possible outcome? And it's perhaps that best possible, we don't know what that best possible outcome is. We never know.
We never know. And that this person have the love and compassion of God and the divine. And whatever a person's belief system is, maybe if you have a person who's an atheist and they don't pray, there's no atheists in foxholes going back to the military.
Wait, say that again.
There are no atheists in foxholes, and foxholes are something that came from World War II, certainly World War I, not World War II specifically. When you are in the depth of terror and fear, people seem to automatically look up and they find a spiritual essence within themselves. And they're probably not inside a building and they don't need an intermediary. You don't need a minister. You don't need a rabbi. You don't need a lama. You don't need anybody else. And if that person's there, if you have a religious leader, yes, they can be helpful. But if you don't have them, doesn't mean that you don't have the priesthood of all believers.
You don't.
Everyone
you
can
still
connect.
Have a connection to God
you can
or
make
source
that connection.
Or whatever it is.
You don't need anybody's permission.
Well, and we had a conversation with somebody a few weeks ago who had left their church for a variety of reasons. And she felt bad about that.
She didn't feel she was as spiritual as she had been because she went to that church.
Right. And so when they left the church, she's questioning, where am I? Am I still able to connect to God? Am I still able or source or whatever
the word is? She was questioning her spiritual identity.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a person on this planet that doesn't question their spiritual identity at some point. It's part of our soul evolution. We have a book on this, in fact.
We have a book on soul evolution. We do.
Soul evolution, past lives, and karmic ties. And, you know, we're all spiritual and we're all on a spiritual path.
And sometimes we hear people become very angry at God, and they think that they have been on a spiritual path, and then a catastrophe. You have a massive hurricane. Your house burns down. Your child is killed. You discover that your priest is molesting somebody. I mean, your faith is shaken to its very core. And you don't know who you are. And that's part of the spiritual path, is figuring out. It's part of the karmic path. Who am I now that I'm different? I thought I was spiritual before, but my belief system has been shaken. Am I less spiritual? Am I more? And we don't come to earth to live this simple life of everything is perfect and
unicorns and rainbows. And
it's not. You're going to have challenges,
right,
so that you can know who you are. Where is your courage? Where are your ethics? I mean, we could do this all day long. Are you spiritual if you have an affair?
Well, that's a good one.
What are your morals and ethics? Are you spiritual if you steal? Are you spiritual if you commit murder?
Or another one that we get a lot of is around suicide.
That's right.
If you commit suicide, people automatically assume you're going to go to hell and this and that, or how dare you? But are you spiritual if you take your own life? And, you know, we don't have that answer for every single person out there, but these are really serious questions.
And my offer of an idea, an answer, because we're not sitting here saying that we have all the answers. We're sharing some concepts. We're offering ideas. You can kind of try them on for size, but nobody says you have to believe them.
We're going to go to break.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yes. You are listening to the Karmic Path Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Check out the Oil Lounge and we'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedemann.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path Radio. You are listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio.
And I have a joke for our producer, Kat.
Oh, yeah. Somebody wrote in with this joke, Kat.
And it is, there's a new restaurant open called the Karma Restaurant. And they have a new menu. Guess what's on the menu?
What?
Well, you get whatever it is that you deserve.
We thought that was cute. Nothing like putting you on the spot. Thanks, Kat.
Anytime.
Okay, so we were talking about prayer and the power of prayer.
Power of prayer. Prayer is one of the best things that I think we can do. And
we were also talking about, are these people spiritual if they are suicides and that kind
right,
of
thing? Right, but we're all spiritual, and we're going to be talking about this shortly. If we look at spirituality as a harmonic scale, right? If we look at it as ups and downs, ebbs and flows, it starts to make a little bit more sense. But we're going to go into that a little bit later. I just wanted to kind of put that along with that suicide comment. But I think it's important to talk about prayer and even a little bit of how one can pray. If all thought is energy.
Well, this takes us back to, are you spiritual if? If your thoughts... One of my teachers explained, you can have something called constant conscious meditation, where it never leaves you. Your thoughts are always for working toward the highest good. It's difficult. I'm sure some of the great ones, that's something that they do. Rest of us are mostly mortal. When you are always asking yourself, what's the greatest good in this situation? Not what gives me the most immediate term. What's the greatest long-term good in a situation? And if you look at, I'm going to go back to World War II. One of the biggest proponents of prayer was General George C. Patton.
Right, yeah.
And he needed sunny skies to get air support in one of the amazing battles that he fought for the Third Army. And he had prayers printed up. I'm sure this is very well known, but he had hundreds of thousands of prayers printed up, and he had them distributed all over Europe.
Dropped
all over Europe from an airplane and asked people to pray for sunshine. And everybody prayed for sunshine, and he had a conversation with God, and he said, God, I need sunshine because we have to free the world from the scourge that is Hitler. And good men are going to die today, but we have to free them. Their sacrifice will have been worth it when we can free the world for a better life in a better way. So here you have what we're talking about. We have a very military man. He lived and breathed and ate the army, and he died shortly after World War II ended. And he was a difficult man. He was not always kind. He was often cruel to soldiers. But by God, if you wanted the job done, Patton was going to get you there. And the Third Army was the one army that Hitler and his generals were terrified of, because Patton was not going to take a whole lot of prisoners. And what he needed came. So all thought became action. And the prayers for a sunny day, they didn't pray that Patton won. They prayed for sunshine.
And thoughts are things. We go back to, you know.
All thought is energy.
All thought is energy.
It's back to science.
It's a science thing. So thoughts are things. So when we are praying, and if we can learn, actually, a lot of us are taught to pray like this. what if we started praying like this?
Which means that if you can't hear us because you're listening to a podcast.
Oh, good point.
if you're taught to pray with your hands together.
Clasped shut. You're containing that energy.
Because the energy leaves your palm chakra. And in the original images of Christ, and I know some people do not believe in Christ, and that's fine. But in those images, when we're going back in time, a lot of the early people prayed with their hands open
and, open
and extended up to God.
And they're sending that prayer energy out. And if we're praying for the greatest good, we're not praying that my ex-boyfriend gets in a car accident, or we're not, you know, we're praying for the greatest good. I'm praying that so-and-so will have, you know, the best possible recovery or the best possible whatever that's karmically allowed, because sometimes, you know, we need certain experiences for our soul to grow.
They're not always pleasant experiences. And let's say that, and let's go back to Are You Spiritual If to mm-hmm. illustrate your example. A lot of people have a very difficult time being inside a church. I am one of those people. I can do it now, but I used to have horrible anxiety attacks in churches. And I think for me, it was past life, Inquisition, you know, horrible deaths, and even some uncomfortable things happening in churches as a child. And so for me, a church is not a place where God lives. And I think that's true for many, many people. I think that the New Age movement was a movement away from organized religion. The problem with it was that in their desire to leave abusive situations, to leave abusive religious situations or fundamentalist situations, they would leave a very restrictive faith and try to find what it means for them to be spiritual.
And in the sense, denying themselves the concept of God.
And you see that...
Or source, or whatever you want to call
that.
But
they stop the concepts of prayer. They stop the concepts of connecting to the highest level of the divine. And yeah. And I think that that's maybe something that the New Age community might want to reconsider.
Yeah.
Is offering, when you connect to the divine, not spirit, because you don't have no idea what's on the other side. Don't even get started.
I found this meme this week that was just priceless, because I think this is something that we're always talking about. It's this 1950s little cartoon thing, and I wish I knew the author. I would love to give them credit for it. And this, you know, man is in this three-piece suit and he's kind of leaning over, and it's all very angular, modern, you know, postmodernism. He's leaning over to this woman who's looking up at him, and he says, "I'm spiritual." And she says back, "What kind of spirit? There's a lot of bad ones out there. We just, you know, it don't, because somebody says spirit or spiritual, it doesn't mean that it's always for our greater good." Again, let's go back. Let's talk about this harmonic scale.
Okay. If you play music or you listen to music, I can't think of, there's too many people on the planet who don't listen to music. Even people who are deaf can hear
and feel
the rhythm of music. And because of that, we understand that in everything there is a harmonic scale.
Right. Meaning there's ups and downs, pivots, ebbs and flows, things, you know, cadences, fast, slow, etc. This is a harmonic scale. This is also life. We are all spiritual beings, every single one of us. Our animals are spiritual. Everything is spiritual.
And when someone says so-and-so is really spiritual, I almost want to say, I know, but what does that really mean?
What does it mean?
Because
we're all spiritual.
If you can have violent felons and call them spiritual, they're on the lowest level of the harmonic scale. Their spirituality is their self-gratification. On the far end of the scale, you have people who win the Congressional Medal of Honor because they'll sacrifice themselves for others. You know, a guy jumps on a grenade to save his buddies. Okay, that's a person who is sacrificing themselves for the greatest good of those around him, including the, you know, there were children and everything else. I had a distant relative who was a pilot, and he was in a small plane and he lost his engine and he couldn't glide it down. He couldn't land it, but he was headed for a school, for the playground full of small children. And he was able to glide it just enough that he crashed in an empty field, and he died and saved. He made sure he saved those children. Well, I don't know whether he considered himself spiritual, but he saved a lot of people. And when you're looking at the greatest good, your spiritual level could be considered to be on a higher harmonic scale. But now the question is, are you spiritual if when you have a bad day, you don't feel very spiritual? I think that happens to all of us.
You've never had that happen.
I've had days where I look in the mirror and they go, oh my gosh, you need hair and makeup because you don't look spiritual.
You just, what does spirituality look like, right?
Right.
And, you know, back to this harmonic scale, everything is in flux. There's no, you know, I see on a lot of these Facebook groups, oh, I'm so spiritual, I'm so awake, I'm so this, I'm so that. Really? If you have to say it, are you, I guess is my question.
I'm going back to the original question. This woman wanted to know, her husband doesn't believe in God, but he's the kindest, sweetest guy. He's not going to go to church. He's not going to follow a New Age script. He is not going to do fundamentalist religion, but he'd give you the shirt off his back.
Right.
He's kind and good to her. As far as I'm concerned,
that's a high level of spirituality.
That's a high level of spirituality. Yeah. Spirituality isn't defined by the label you wear. Spirituality is defined by your actions.
Yeah. And having said that, I can't believe it's time for another break.
Okay.
You are listening to the Karmic Path radio show and you are on Transformation Talk Radio. Please check out theoillounge.com. And we're going to be talking about essential oils and frequency when we get back. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What are the Planet Pods and Planet Filter self-care alchemy essences? Our high vibrational essential oils and body butter contain living energies of specialty herbs and essential oils. All our products are created using the energies of nature. Made from flowers and herbs, each blend is then programmed using crystals, sound, color, sacred geometry, and other energies found in nature. Our products have a delicate aroma, and more importantly, they contain the vibrational signature of plants and other energy points for optimal healing. Check out planetapothecary.shop to add these to your family's self-care and well-being.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about, are you spiritual if? And I wanted to go to one of our things that we have listed we want to make sure we cover, and that is
business, right?
Are you spiritual if you are, somebody said this person can't be spiritual. Talk about the one with the yoga studio. Somebody, this is a really good one.
Somebody had come up to me and they mentioned that, you know, they work at this yoga studio and yoga studios are rather spiritual, blah, blah, blah. I didn't mean to sound bad about
dismissive,
that, but dismissive, yeah. But I don't mean it that way. And
yoga studios help the body.
They help the body, help the mind, help the soul. And she is upset with the yoga place because they are changing whatever and they're becoming more corporate. And she's like, I'm going to quit my job because I don't want to be a part of corporate America. And I'm thinking, and I said to her, I said, you know, the karmic path is actually a corporation.
Yeah, we are.
We are. So, just
that doesn't
because
necessarily is a bad thing.
You know, businesses are also spiritual. We can look at the person, an individual person's spirituality. We can look at a family spirituality. We can look at a business spirituality.
Okay, let's look at Google.
Okay.
When Google was started, their motto was do no harm.
Do no evil.
Don't be evil.
Don't be
evil. That's what it was. It was don't be evil. And what has happened to Google? And a lot of people are very concerned. They're also concerned with Facebook and they're concerned with a lot of organizations. And without judging whether any of this is right or wrong, everybody goes through an evolution.
Right.
Google started out with this concept, but it has metamorphosized.
And we could look at our lives almost like a mountain, right? So as we're going through our life and we climb this mountain and it's like, okay, I'm here. But then something happens and you tumble down the mountain and...
Or you feel like you're pushing a pyramid uphill and the pointy end keeps getting stuck.
Never felt that way.
Never.
And then you have to climb back up. And maybe this next mountain is twice as high and it's like, geez, holy crap, right? But eventually we get there. But these experiences really help us to fine tune who we are, what our soul purpose is, what our soul mission may be.
What are our ethics?
It's a test. It's if we look at difficult situations as a karmic test, we can take the emotion out of that situation.
I agree.
Look at it more objectively. And when we look at it more objectively like this, we tend to have less knee-jerk reactions, which can make us a little more spiritual on the raise our you know,
I think
frequency
a little bit. It's like the word organic, it's way overused.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Way overused. I mean, somebody said, can a politician be spiritual? And I actually met one recently who impressed me with the level of caring and the fact that he said, you know, Republicans or Democrats really are reaching across the aisle to each other where I'm working. So we may not see it, but there are good people who are trying to do the greatest good for voters. It's not all what you see on television. Don't whitewash us all with the same brush.
And I think most people want the same things. They want, you know, a loving family. They want a good job. They want to feel secure. And I think a lot of times media, for some reason, loves to throw us off balance.
Well,
can media
be spiritual if there's a constant judgment of one side or another?
Right.
And I think for my own frame of reference, it's simple. You judge a person by their actions. And on that harmonic scale, you look at how does somebody respond in a crisis? What are they like for the long term? What is their ultimate nature? And none of that is for us to judge. That's really going to be what happens when the person leaves the mortal body and that spiritual part that's called the soul crosses over into the fourth dimension. And hopefully there'll be a kind person to cross them into the fifth dimension,
which is the heaven world or the higher realm.
Then you can get advice and understanding about the life you just lived. Why did my child die? Why was this minister cruel to me? Why did my son die in battle? You know, why was my daughter raped? Why did these things happen?
And we talk a lot about this in the book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties, because nobody lives a life without some type of trauma, drama that happens to them. And when we can learn how to understand maybe how it helps us, and sometimes after a trauma happens, it may take a long time to say, you know what, from that horrible experience, this is what I learned. Because of this horrible experience, I now know, and I can now help somebody else.
It's called living a life of experiences. And what did it teach you? And as we say frequently, karma doesn't waste energy, because this horrible experience happened. Maybe something else took place. It's a very interesting show I saw a while back about this young girl was horrified because her father was killed. And she was now living a very different life because he died. But she had this ability, because it's television, you can go back in time, and she changed it so he didn't die. But because he didn't die, it changed the future she thought she knew. Everything changed in a different way. So it's like gears. You can't see my fingers, you know, yeah, like pretending like to be a gear.
Meshing together. And if we look at it, and we can stand back and be a little bit more objective, it's really helpful. But we can also do things so we can learn how to raise our own frequency, our own baseline. The higher we can raise our frequency, the less illnesses can happen and the less accidents happen, because we are able to have a stronger auric field. And we talk about that. And I know with the oillounge.com, we have some favorite essential oils. Frankincense is one of them. And these can help us when we're having tough times. It can help shore our auric field up. It can help us be a little bit stronger in those tough times. Lavender is a really good one also.
White Angelica is another one. Peppermint is a tremendous one. Sweet orange oil, any of the citrus ones, will clean and help, you know, yeah, clear a location.
And, you know, so looking at things that you can help to raise your frequency will help you on your spiritual path. It doesn't mean that the higher my frequency is, that nothing will affect me. That's not how that works. It helps us. It aids us. We all have a spiritual path, whether we're aware of it or not. And if we look at it as a harmonic scale with ebbs and flows and ups and downs, it's going to help us detach from the emotions so we can maybe make some better and wiser decisions.
And I think the bottom line is, whether somebody's a narcissist, a thief, a murderer,
an empath, you know,
or it doesn't matter what label you put on a person, everybody has a spiritual path. Some of them are just at a lower end of the harmonic scale.
And the spirituality aspect is the core of who we are. Once we leave this physical body, we're no longer bound in this third dimensional world. We take with us those experiences. That's who we are. There's no other labels. It's just a soul.
Basically, it's how you follow karmic law, action and reaction. If you take this action, there are going to be an echoing out of reactions. That's just basic physics. And karmic law is in effect whether anybody's watching you or not.
Or if you believe it or not.
And if you follow karmic law when no one is watching, because your goodness lives within you, maybe that's just the best definition of spirituality that you could possibly have.
And are you spiritual if? We all have the if. We're all spiritual.
We're all spiritual beings. Yeah. Nobody is exempt, no matter how...
And we want to thank the oillounge.com. Yes. Thank the oillounge.com for sponsoring the show. And we want to also thank producer Kat for helping us put on the best possible show. She is absolutely amazing. And she didn't even flinch when we said, hey, Kat, we got a question. So thank you very much. We appreciate you listening and tuning in. And next week, we're going to be talking about what makes a soul become dark. What causes somebody to cross that line of no return?
What causes someone to lose their humanity and their concepts of humanity? So you're not going to want to miss that show. All right, then we will see you next week.
See you next week. Thank you.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.